You're doing incredible work in your classroom and community. Isn't it time the world heard about it? Welcome to The Commons, a dedicated podcast channel on the Forward Ed Network, built specifically for educational professionals like you. We provide the platform at no cost. You bring the ideas and the passion. We provide the reach to share them with the field. Ready to start your broadcast? Ready to share your knowledge with others? Email us at admin@forwardednetwork.com and join the conversation today.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You walk into the classroom with a perfectly sequenced lesson on restorative circles, thinking you're the captain of empathy today. You've read the books, you've watched the TED Talks, and you are ready to hold space for every big emotion that walks through the door. But then, 10 minutes in, a student looks you dead in the eye, refuses to put their phone away, and tells you that your vibe is off while they walk out the door. And suddenly, that calm, gentle parenting energy that you've been cultivating feels less like a breakthrough and more like a rug being pulled out from under your feet. You're standing there wondering if you're being compassionate or if you're just being walked on. That collision between high empathy philosophy and the raw, noisy reality of a Tuesday morning is exactly what we're sitting with today on Your Morning Boost.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
From the AWB Studios, this is your weekly morning boost, brought to you by AWB Education. We are proud to be featured on the Forward Ed Network, advancing voices, shaping education. Let's get ready to boost your week.
Good morning and welcome back to Your Morning Boost. If you've been with us for a while, one of our veteran boosters, it's good to have you back in the fold as we lean into this month of March. And if this is your very first time hitting play, we are so glad that you're here. If you find that these conversations help you catch your breath and find your footing as you lead into the middle of the week, I'd love it if you take the time to hit follow or subscribe or whatever that is on whatever app it is that you're using. If you get a chance to do that right now, that'd be perfect. It's the easiest way to make sure that we are waiting for you every Wednesday morning. And if you're looking for the deeper community that's behind the audio, come find us over at the Forward Ed Network. We've got a lot of great stuff going on over there. We're building a space where educators can actually think out loud together, and we'd love to have your voice in that mix. But for now, let's just settle in. I hope the coffee's still hot and the building is still quiet here on a Wednesday morning. We've officially hit March, and in the school world, this is the season of the long stretch. The spring break finish line is visible, but it's still miles away, and the energy in the building is starting to feel, well, maybe a little frayed. Today, we're diving into a topic that has been bubbling up in every staff lounge and every coaching session that I've been part of lately, and that is teaching in the gentle parenting age. Now, I want to be clear. We aren't here to bash parenting styles. But we have to acknowledge that the cultural shift towards gentle or respectful approaches at home has fundamentally changed the social contract of the classroom. Students are coming to us with a different set of expectations about authority, about how their emotions should be centered, and about what consequences actually look like. As educators, whether you're a veteran teacher, a new paraprofessional, or a principal, we're all trying to figure out how to be gentle without losing the parenting part. How do we stay relational without becoming a doormat? I've been looking at some of the sociology around this, specifically the shift from positional authority to relational authority. And I've been thinking about a line from the writer David White that I just keep coming back to. The line is, the social mask is a way of staying safe, but the conversation is a way of being real. In this gentle era, are we wearing a mask of constant calm while we're burning out inside? We're going to spend some time thinking about that gap between the tool of empathy and the craft of teaching.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This segment of your Morning Boost is sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services. Since 2013, GLS has been a trusted partner for school districts across the Midwest, specializing in executive recruitment and leadership support. They believe that great schools start with great leaders, and they are here to help you find a perfect fit for your district. Transform your school's future with the right leader at the helm. Visit GrundmeierLeaderSearch.com to learn more. Grundmeier Leader Services, transforming education one leader at a time.
Before we get into the how, I want to thank our segment sponsor, Grundmeier Leader Services. If you are looking to find the right fit for a leadership role, someone who understands the nuance of modern school culture, visit them at www.grundmeierleadersearch.com. They are partners in building stronger schools through better leadership. So why does this shift feel so heavy right now? It's because we are essentially asking teachers to be therapists, air traffic controllers, and content experts all at the same time. Authority is shifting from positional to relational, and on paper, this is beautiful. It aligns with everything we know about trauma-informed care and the importance of felt safety. But inside a middle school hallway on a Wednesday, it's incredibly complex. This is what sociologists call role strain, the exhaustion that happens when the expectations of your role clash with the philosophy of your role. I've been thinking about this through the lens of Everett Rogers and his diffusion of innovations theory. Rogers argues that for a new idea or behavior to take hold, it needs to have relative advantage, which means, is this actually better than what we were doing before? In the classroom, the gentle approach has a high social advantage, but if it doesn't lead to a functioning environment, we see what Rogers calls disenchantment discontinuance. We stop doing it because the cost is too high. And this ties directly into what Dr. Lisa Riegel, who you might remember was with us back on episode 4 of season 3. And if you haven't listened to that episode yet, I advise you to go back and check it out. She really breaks down how our nervous systems often seek safety through control. Dr. Riegel highlighted that when a student refuses to comply, our biological reality often clashes with the gentle scripts that we're told to use. We are fighting our own biology to stay calm for the sake of the student. Now, this is an incredible amount of emotional labor, and the research on authoritative versus authoritarian leadership, most notably by Diana Braumind, is very clear. Authoritative, high warmth, and high expectations is the gold standard. But in the gentle era, we sometimes accidentally slip into permissive territory, where we have high warmth but low expectations. As Kim Scott argues in her book Radical Candor, we need to challenge directly while caring personally. And in the gentle era, we often lean so hard into caring personally that we lose the direct challenge. This leads to what Scott calls ruinous empathy, where we are so nice that we fail to help the student grow because we won't tell them the truth about their behavior.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at spinquest.com, SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.
Now let's talk about the trenches. There's a specific kind of quiet failure we feel when we try to use a gentle script and it fails miserably. You've seen the TikToks where a coach says, instead of stop running, try saying, I see you have a lot of energy, let's find a way to move your body. And then you try it, and you say it to a group of fifth graders who are currently turning your classroom into an Olympic track and field event, and they just keep running. In that moment, you feel like a fraud. The nuance here is that gentle doesn't mean soft. Building on that framework of innovation we mentioned earlier, Rogers notes that complexity is a major barrier to adoption if the gentle approach is too complex. If it requires a 20-step script for every minor infraction, it will fail in a high-stress environment. We need trialability. We need the space to try these things and realize that sometimes a firm walk, please, is more empathetic than a 5-minute conversation about energy levels. If you're an instructional coach listening to this, you know that the best teachers aren't the ones who are the nicest. They're the ones who are the most consistent. Routine is the container that allows gentle to actually work. I remember a teacher I coached who was so gentle that her students were actually anxious. They never knew where the boundaries were. And because the boundaries were always being negotiated, they struggled with this. We have to realize that clear boundaries are actually a form of empathy. For the counselor or the social worker, your role is often to be the bridge. You're helping students understand that gentle at home might look like structured at school, and that both are okay. We have to be willing to stay in that gray area where the philosophy is useful, but it's not the master.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
So how do we move from surviving the gentle era to actually integrating it into our craft? Looking back at the work on how ideas spread, the researcher Everett Rogers emphasizes the power of observability. If we want these high empathy strategies to work, we need to see them in action, not just in a textbook, but in the classroom next door. For a principal, integration looks like providing that trialability. It's about giving teachers the explicit permission to try these strategies and, you know what, fail and adjust without it ever being a gotcha on an evaluation. As we've discussed before, when looking at crucial conversations, the goal is to stay in the dialogue. When a student pushes back, we stay in that shared space, but we keep the boundary firm. So this week, I want to challenge you to try a specific tool. We call it the Calm Pivot. It takes 3 simple steps to keep the connection without losing the expectation. So number 1 here is to acknowledge the feeling. You might say something like, I can hear that you're frustrated. And then number 2, you're going to state the boundary. No negotiation here, just the fact. It might sound something like, the rule is the phones are put away. And then number 3, offer the path forward. Give them a window of time. I'll check back in with you in 2 minutes to see if you're ready to start. Then, and this is the hardest part for all of us, is that you have to walk away. You have to give the student the dignity of the choice. That's the heart of the gentle age. It's not about controlling the student. It's about controlling your own response so they have the space to choose theirs.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home. With hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
As you head into the rest of your week, I want you to think about your own boundaries. Maybe you're the early adopter that Rogers describes, the one that always is trying the new empathy-based strategy. And if you are, that's a beautiful fire to carry. But just make sure you aren't burning yourself out to keep the room warm. And if you're the one who maybe feels like the gentle age is just too much, please know that your expertise is not replaceable. The way you know exactly when a student needs a push and when they need a pull, there isn't an algorithm for that. Just take a breath. Don't worry about being the perfect gentle educator today. Just focus on being the present one. If you want to dive deeper into the balance of high empathy and high expectations, I would highly recommend checking out the three works that we've referenced in today's show. Kim Scott's Radical Candor, Everett Rogers' Diffusion of Innovations, and the framework that is found in Crucial Conversations. All of these are excellent resources for finding your voice in those high-stakes moments. Just remember that perfection here isn't the goal. Connection is. This has been your Morning Boost, a feature show on the Forward Ed Network and produced by AWB Education and Media. Thanks for being part of the work and for spending your time with me this morning. We appreciate everything that you do for your students and your community. We'll talk with you again next week.
That concludes another episode of Your Morning Boost, an AWB Education production. To find more incredible content, be sure to check out other amazing education shows on the Forward Ed Network, where they are truly advancing voices and shaping education. Join us again next week. Until then, keep boosting your impact.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.